This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. In the third full day after Election Day, former Vice President Joe Biden is on the cusp of claiming the White House. President Trump continues trying to cast doubt on the election's integrity. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
There is no evidence any illegally cast votes are being counted or that the electoral process is unfair, but the president continues threatening legal action, saying in a campaign statement the American people deserve full transparency. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel says the RNC is sending legal teams to investigate what she calls clear irregularities.
The fight is not over.
Neither is the vote count in several states.
We are going to continue to count the ballots until they're all done.
Philadelphia City Commissioner's Chair Lisa Dealey echoing Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
We will not let those debates distract us from our work.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. employers hired the fewest workers in 5 months in October, offering the clearest evidence yet that the end of the fiscal stimulus and exploding new COVID-19 cases were sapping momentum from the economic recovery. Conway G. Giddens of Reuters reports.
638,000 new jobs were created last month, according to Friday's closely watched employment report. More than 10 million jobs are yet to come back since the health crisis took a whack at the labor market earlier this year. Employers have slowed down on their hiring in recent months as extra financial stimulus from the government dried up and with the health crisis now flaring up again. But the recovery hasn't lost all of its momentum. The unemployment rate fell to 6.9% in October from 7.9% the month before.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Giddens. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA.